Elizabeth Banks has teamed up with State Street Global Advisors to uncover the bold moves mid-cap companies make to thrive and survive. It's a podcast and film series called Crazy Enough to Work. Discover it online and wherever you find your podcasts. Provided by State Street Global Advisors Funds Distributors, LLC.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome, I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. Coming up, federal regulators have subpoenaed Tesla, ramping up an investigation into whether CEO Elon Musk was truthful when he tweeted last week that he'd secured funding to take the electric car maker private. The latest, but first, these tech headlines. T-Mobile says it will give customers free music and perks from Pandora and Live Nation, the latest in a string of sweeteners from carriers battling for customers without resorting to discounting. The number three wireless company in terms of subscribers said this week it will give a one-year Pandora Plus service to existing customers who sign up this month through its T-Mobile Tuesdays app. Subscribers were also promised special seating and other perks at events run by concert promoter Live Nation, an arrangement similar to the carrier's existing partnership with Major League Baseball. The Journal writes how several carriers have joined with tech and media companies to keep customers happy as improving wireless network quality makes it harder for customers to distinguish brands. T-Mobile last year offered free Netflix subscriptions. Partner Sprint had enticed new customers with access to Hulu and Tidal. Twitter suspends Alex Jones over a new tweet. The company said this week the far-right talk show host violated the social media company's policies. Twitter declined to comment on the content of the tweet. However, the Journal's Trip Mickle has the latest at WSJ.com. Uber names a new security chief. Matt Olson, former general counsel of the National Security Agency and director of the National Terrorism Center, replaces Joe Sullivan, who was fired for his response to a hack involving 57 million personal records. Mr. Olson most recently was the president of IronNet Cybersecurity, a cyber firm he co-founded with former NSA director General Keith Alexander. And the cryptocurrency market sees new depths in 2018. A broad investor retreat has pushed the market for digital currencies down 70% from the January high, reflecting user frustration over their modest inroads into commerce and a general shakeout in speculative investments. WSJ.com has more. Coming up, Tesla gets subpoenaed by the SEC. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. The Journal reports that federal regulators have subpoenaed Tesla, ramping up an investigation into what CEO Elon Musk meant exactly when he tweeted last week he had secured funding to take the electric car maker private. Let's find out what we know. Joining us now on the line with the latest is Wall Street Journal reporter Emily Glazer. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
So, it was the tweet that started it all. Obviously, last week, Elon Musk tweeted that he secured funding for Tesla to go private. A lot has happened since then, and here we are. So let's just get up to speed with the latest. What do we know about the subpoena that Tesla received from the SEC? I know it's limited as of now, but what do we know?
We know a little bit. We know that the SEC recently sent a subpoena to Tesla. Our understanding is that the subpoena asks for information from each of the Tesla's directors. So it should be pretty interesting how this all unfolds. Unfortunately, we don't quite know what information is being sought and the scope of the investigation, but certainly this process is moving forward.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, to state the obvious, we certainly are living in unorthodox times. And basically, it seems as though the goal is to just find out if Elon Musk is the real deal here. It's funny how, in a sense, a tweet got us here, and that's basically what it all comes down to, correct?
Isn't it crazy? The tweet that rocked the world, or at least the tech world.
Right.
So, yes, the SEC, which the Wall Street Journal had reported, was making preliminary inquiries about Elon Musk's basis for writing on Twitter last week on August 7th that he had, quote, funding secured, unquote, to take Tesla private. So there's a lot of questions about whether he was truthful when he tweeted last week that he had secured financing to take the electric car maker private, and how the disclosures may or may not have impacted Tesla and its investors. And that's where the Securities and Exchange Commission comes in.
Right. And just to be clear, this is really a big step up in terms of a formal investigation, because an SEC probe can be very long and trying.
Exactly. So this subpoena indicates that senior SEC officials have authorized a formal investigation of the company. So that's a step up from the initial inquiries that the SEC made to Tesla last week that the Wall Street Journal has reported on. And the SEC typically opens formal investigations when it thinks that a violation of the law has happened and that a probe is justified given the nature of suspected misconduct and the potential harm to investors. So in this case, obviously, Elon Musk's tweet has raised a lot of eyebrows, to say the least, and the validity of it, the truthfulness of it. There are a lot of questions swirling around it, and it would be very odd for any public company CEO to just suddenly tweet about taking a company private. There's a whole process that needs to occur when these types of things happen. Mm-hmm. To be sure, SEC probes take a very long time. It could even take years, if not months at the very least. And they can also be closed without legal action against a target if the SEC decides the evidence doesn't merit filing charges. So this is still very early days, and there's a lot of time and a lot more that could or could not happen.
Right. It's definitely a story in motion. Please check out WSJ.com for the very latest, or Twitter. Wall Street Journal reporter Emily Glazer, thanks so much for the latest.
Thanks, Tanya.
That'll do it for the Tech News Briefing. Reporting from the newsroom in New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.